The 75th Golden Globe Film Awards will air Sunday. Jenkins is a nominee for Best Supporting Actor. He's nominated for his role as a closeted gay man in the early 1960s in the fantasy adventure film The Shape of Water. Jenkins has a long career as a character actor. He had a recurring role as the deceased patriarch in the popular HBO series 6 Feet Under and received a Best Actor Oscar nomination for his performance in the 2007 film The Visitor. Jenkins met his wife, choreographer Susan Friedrich, as a student at Illinois Wesleyan. He tells GLT's Judy Valente his mentors at Wesleyan were pivotal to his acting career.
Wesleyan gave me the confidence to pursue a career as an actor. It was a perfect place for me. I came in with no experience, very little experience, and I was 21 when I left, so I wasn't very good, but that's a lot of that's because I was 21. What it did was it gave me the belief that maybe I could do this. And that a lot of that's responsible for that is John Ficca, who was the head of the theater department there. He was very encouraging. So I credit him a lot with that feeling that I had when I left.
Were you in some of the productions there, and what was memorable to you?
Well, they were all just fun. I mean, my gosh, we had fun. I did Flea in Her Ear. I did a Flea in Her Ear, which is a French farce that I loved doing. That was a lot of fun. I did a one-act play called Fragment. Dennis Brown directed it, and Dennis Brown was 2 years older than I was, and it was my first or second real opportunity to do something interesting, and That was a ball. I remember that experience being really great.
Now, in your own career in film and television, you've been called the quintessential character actor because you don't give these big, bold, sweeping, dramatic performances. Your performances are very understated. Is that in some ways more difficult as an actor to do?
Well, it's not something you consciously think about. You don't ever think about doing something, I'm going to be big or small.
Mm.
You just try to live your life on the screen. That's what you try to do. And sometimes it can get big, and sometimes it isn't. But it's never a conscious choice to either be, you know, loud or soft or big or bold or big or small. That's not how one approaches it.
Do you consider yourself a character actor?
Sure.
In what way?
I play characters, and I'm an actor. I'm not sure. People perceive a character actor, meaning a person that plays a supporting role. And that's been my career, you know, except for one where I played the lead. In film, that's been my career. That was the career I always thought I would have. I was never going to be Henry Fonda, so, you know.
You mentioned that one role where you weren't the character actor, you weren't the supporting actor, and that was, of course, The Visitor, and you were nominated for an Oscar in that. Do you consider that your breakout role? It happened rather late in your career.
It was incredible. It was a fantastic experience. But I remember thinking, if this movie isn't any good, it's my fault.
Mm.
And that was. Then you start to realize why they pay Tom Hanks, the money they pay him, or Meryl Streep. You know, the movie is on their back. They carry this film, and it's daunting. You know, it's daunting.
Your wonderful face, I would describe as that of everybody's next door neighbor. Has that hindered or helped your career?
It's fine because your next door neighbor may be a serial killer, or your next door neighbor may be something you don't know. You know, you are what you look. You are what you are. That's why, you know, you look at your face. That's an odd thing for me to look at my face in the mirror and think, you know, I think I'll be in movies. But it's what it is, you know.
Tell us a little bit about your new movie, The Shape of Water, for which you've been nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor. And there's Oscar buzz about that performance, too. You play a very sympathetic gay man. Tell me what attracted you to that role.
I loved it the first page when I read it, and I don't even know why I'm attracted to things. I mean, I look at them and go, there's something really interesting here. There's something about this guy that I really would like to find out. And I loved it immediately. I don't know if it's because he's not a fighter, if he's... I love the fact that he's terrified.
He's terrified.
He's terrified, and he goes ahead and he performs this task that I won't go into, even though he's frightened to death. I love that. That, to me, is more interesting than the hero saying, he shows no fear, and I'll run inside, you know, I'll pull the people out of the fire. It's always more interesting when a character is frightened to do something and does it anyway.
Well, this won't be exactly a spoiler alert, but the movie is about a sea creature that is discovered by a group of people of which your character is part, who are all sort of misfit in a way in society. They kind of all bond over this sea creature. So tell us a little bit about what that was like, filling out that character on screen.
Well, I wouldn't call them misfits. I would call them invisible. These are the people in 1962 that were invisible, that nobody paid attention to, that nobody, as I say, there were no gay people in my high school until our 35th reunion.
Right.
You could not live your life as a gay man in 1962. I'm sure some did, but very few did. So it was man who happened to be gay. I mean, that was just part of who he was, and he was in love. He was smitten with this young man who ran a pie shop. He was looking for love. He was lonely. He was losing his job because he was an illustrator for an ad agency, and they were starting to use pictures and photographs and not using drawings anymore. And so it was a bad time in his life. And I love the fact that Guillermo wrote it as Dutch.
Guillermo del Toro, the director.
Guillermo del Toro, the director, who is this extraordinary film director. And I just like the journey he made, the incredible arc that his character had. He went from saying, no, I won't help you, never, 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 to I'll do anything you say. I'll do anything you ask me to do. And I love that. I love that change.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Judy Valente. I'm talking with Richard Jenkins, the actor who is nominated for a Golden Globe for his performance in the film The Shape of Water. Mr. Jenkins, you're now in your 70th year. What are the challenges ahead for someone in the acting profession who is entering that decade?
I don't know. I'm just entering it, so I don't know. For me to end up with this kind of a part in this film at this time in my life is a gift. I mean, it's just a gift. I appreciate it. We'll see. I've had an incredible career. I've been incredibly lucky. I'm grateful. We'll see what's ahead. I don't know. No idea.
You started in theater at Trinity Theater in Rhode Island. Any plans to go back to your theater roots?
Well, I go back and I direct. My wife, Sharon, who I met at Illinois Wesleyan, was a dancer and is now a choreographer, and we worked together. A couple of years ago, we did Oliver. Last year, we did Oklahoma at Trinity Rep. Yeah, I still go back and do that. I don't act on stage anymore. I've done that in years, but our friends are there. We live in Rhode Island. We live in Providence. It gave me birth as an actor. It was, and her as a choreographer, too. It was integral in our growth as folks in the business.
Sounds like you like musicals.
I love musicals. I love them. And I can't sing. I danced a little in school. I did a little dancing, but I can't sing, but I love musicals. I love to take a classic musical and rethink it. And we have a wonderful cast, a company of actors here who are beautiful singers. And one of them is from Illinois Wesleyan, Rachel Warren, who has been a member of this company at Trinity for a long time. Amazing.
TV audiences remember you from the cable series 6 Feet Under, and now you're in Berlin Station. How do you like working in television, and what are some of the differences between film and television for you?
TV's faster. In episode 1, you don't know what episode 10 is going to be because they haven't written it yet. So you don't really have a complete picture of what you're doing like you do in a movie. Television is not as visual as movies. There's a great narrative arc, and TV does that brilliantly. I mean, there's some great TV. 6 Feet Under was, I mean, it was an incredible television show. But visually, movies are sometimes more intricate. But, you know, it's kind of the same. Acting's acting. And I love doing 6 Feet Under. I love doing Berlin Station. We had a great time.
So no real preference for film over television or television over film?
I mean, it's the character and the story. And I mean, Olive Kitteridge for me was one of the highlights of my career, which was a miniseries on HBO. I just loved every second of it.
Another one that you were nominated for a Best Actor Award.
It was an extraordinary experience.
Considered one of the best TV special series in years.
Yeah.
Olive Kitteridge with Frances McDormand.
And it was Fran's baby from the beginning. She bought the rights to the book. She called me up and said, I want you to play Henry. And it was her baby. And it was so great. It was fantastic.
What will be going through your mind at the Golden Globe Awards?
You know, should I say hi to Tom Hanks? Do you think I should go over? I don't know. I I've never been, so I have no idea what to expect.
You know, will you be nervous?
I don't know. Yeah. The Golden Globes looks like a great party. When I watch it, I would think they look like they're having a lot of fun down there.
Richard Jenkins is nominated for a Golden Globe for his latest film, which is The Shape of Water. Thanks so much for spending time with me.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.
In addition to his Golden Globe nomination for The Shape of Water, Richard Jenkins is also up for a Screen Actors Guild Award for outstanding performance in the same film. The Screen Actors Guild Awards will be handed out January 21st. Jenkins can be seen on the cable channel Epix as well, playing a CIA station chief in the series Berlin Station. You're listening to music from The Shape of Water on Sound Ideas.